Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, my name is Daryl Ong, and you're tuning into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Chinese New Year celebrations are just around the corner, the time of the year to feast and to strengthen relationships with friends and family. Red packets and the typical dreaded marriage question aside, there are plenty of traditional norms and customs to follow. In this modern age, centuries-old customs and traditions are something we tend not to prioritize on. However, the importance of knowing why we practice certain things is crucial to understand our cultural roots and ultimately more about ourselves. To recap the 15 days of celebrations and what the customs are, we speak to someone who's very knowledgeable about the Chinese traditions and beliefs. Ui Soi Loi joins us this week. We speak to her from Shanghai, where she's based.
I first come to China. I stay in the Dongbei. It's called Northeast China. That side, the people there, it's not like Penang. They make a lot of the kuih. They never make like kuih kape, kuih bulu, kuih bangke. They will not make kuih one. Mm. The important days, they will eat dumpling. The China sui jiao, they call it China dumpling. Or they eat the tang yan. Like Malaysia, they will start with yi shen, lao yi shen. That means a lot of the colorful dry vegetables, like they got like plum sauce. Then they eat also sweet, all these things. Mm. But in northern China, they will cook normal food like sui jiao. They have to eat when any traditional occasion. It is a totally different. They were not so busy to make a lot of these kuih kuih sweet sweet things.
Culinary difference aside, the contrast of us to China in the Chinese New Year celebrations are vast. Or so I thought.
For the Buddhists, most of them will not eat meat. They just eat vegetarian. Because it's the first lunar years of calendars. So they hope they will not kill. Then everything is good. Nature. So no people will kill. That means no chicken, ducks, pigs, all will kill. But now, if they can eat, they enjoy, then go ahead. We can't sweep the floor. That is a good luck is coming. You don't sweep away. That is some traditional. But now, I think things change. Then the young people, if they are not follow, who care?
The importance of knowing your cultural roots is something we'll touch on later. With the countless practices and customs of the 15-day celebration, she gives us a recap of the 15 days and how some customs came to be.
When they go for marriage, they got the first day, they go to the male side. That means follow the husband's side. So the second day, they will go to the wife's side. Normally, it's like that. But they are come from each very far away. So either they will choose alternate years or what.
After meeting up with friends on the third day, the seventh day is probably one of the more significant of the 15. The day we toss our New Year's fortunes high in the air with a dish we're all acquainted with, Yi Sang. Known as the prosperity toss salad, the higher we toss the ingredients, the higher our fortunes will rise and expand throughout the year. In Interestingly, this iconic dish is most common in Malaysia and Singapore and not in other Chinese populated countries. Usually consisting of an abundance of ingredients of shredded carrots, crispy crackers, grounded peanuts, and everyone's favorite salmon strips, I wondered about the significance of the dish.
Yi-san, because the day is sang means alive. So yi, that means we were collecting and always got balance. The word sounds is like that. So this year you earn, next year you still got a lot of balance. So yi-sen.
I see.
The sound Mandarin yi is a balance. So for the business, they also will public, so everybody will know. So most then they can do business also.
The colours making up the ingredients also play a significant part, altogether making up 7 different colours. Salmon slices are added to symbolise abundance and access throughout the year, while the pomelo or lime bits make up for luck and auspicious value. Pepper is added to attract wealth, and the pouring of oil in a circular motion directs a flow of money in all directions.
7 colours also remains the light of the sun. Sun also is contained 7 colours. It's a bright. Now it's become a fun for reason. When they allow Asian the time, each person will shout out with this like, Nian Nian Yu Yi, 恭喜发财,高财进宝,平平安安. All these like 成语 in Hokkien, in Mandarin, then they will raise up all the sound. Then it becomes joyful days.
Seven is a lucky number in the Chinese culture. It represents the combination of yin-yang and the 5 elements: metal, wood, water, fire, and earth. This combination represents harmony in the ideology of Confucianism. The 7th day of Chinese New Year, widely known as the birthday of all humankind.
7 days, they call it 人日 is everybody's birthday.
Yeah, I was just about to ask about that. Why is it everyone's birthday?
Because in the lunar calendar, the 7th, when 7 is come in, that means it's a very, not at the normal, it's an in-normal days. 7, talk of the 7, in medicine, if you want to take a thing to be form a medicine, you also choose 7, like 7 piece. Like if the flowers, people want to wash away the bad luck, they also choose 7 color. Like light is a white, but in the white, they contain of 7 color. Like chakra, we also got 7 chakra. So 7 is very one unique number. 7 is the best. If your house, your car, your what, if you suitable for 7, 7 is very good.
I see.
That means it controls the universal things.
The 9th day of the lunar calendar, the Hokkien celebration of Bai Tian Gong, literally translates to praying to the heaven god. It's also a day we see lots of sugar canes around the city, as sugar canes have a significant importance to Hokkiens. During the Ming Dynasty, a bandit raid on a Hokkien province, the intruders burned and robbed the village, so to escape, the villagers fled and hid among the sugarcane fields. The intruders spend days trying to hunt them down to no avail. On the 9th day of Chinese New Year, they gave up and the villagers happily emerged from the sugarcane fields, owing gratitude to the plants for saving their lives. As a result, on the eve of the 9th day of celebrations, a pair of sugarcane plants are usually used by Hokkiens, usually placed one on each side of the offering table or at the front door of the house. The pair of sugarcane symbolizes unity, cooperation and strength.
Bai Tian Gong, that means on the 9th day, that means it's after the 8 days of the midnight.
Yeah.
They count as a 9th day.
And this is the day we see lots of sugar canes around town.
Because the main, when this, that means the grandfather from Penang, Hokkien especially, they are hide in the sugar canes plantation when the enemy come to attack them. Then from the day, that means the 8th night of the Chinese New Year, then they pray for this heaven god to protect them. That's I heard from my mother's stories long, long ago. It's like that. Because when they're praying, they will hang two sugar cane in front of the table.
Just to remember that
that means the grandfather's face, that means enemy attack the time, they hide in the sugar cane. Because when you grow sugar cane, it got one lolong for you to go in. So at night, all this will hide there, then to save the life.
Fast forward to the 15th day, known as Chap Gomeh or the Lantern Festival, a day of lighted lamps. The Chinese light lamps and candles and keep them outside the house to guide the spirits back home.
Actually, the Chap Gomeh is from the, you know, the Yuan Dynasty, Yuan Chao. It's a 2,000 years ago. From the China East Han Dynasty. During the times, the night were lighted up. Because the times, no electricity powers. I think only the moonlight will help the days become brighter. Then they got one monk, the famous monk. So when they pass away, they got the Si Li Zhi. They were, when they cremation, the burning, they become, the ash become a shining like a crystal. It's called Si Li Zhi. So they want to show everybody's, like, who pray for the monk. Then they come to show the Si Li Zhi. They will hang the lantern so that will brighter. Then with the moon of the light, then they can see clearly. So time pass on, people will change. So as some is the business thing, some becomes, because things will change, things were not forever fixed. So follow the traditional and follow the change of the people. And now is all Wi-Fi. Now people will not send like cards already, like last year New Year people will send New Year card lah. Now all Wi-Fi, use WhatsApp, just pop and send.
Yeah.
See. So things will change a lot.
And she's right, things do change a lot. In the ancient legend, during the 15th day of the Lunar New Year, women were restricted freedom to roam the streets. In modern society, this day of celebration signifies a time of festivity for families with a time of prayer to their ancestors in gratitude. Also, Chap Gomeh is known as the Night of Romance.
Yeah, it's true. It's a Chinese, like China, most of the young, not married yet, the young girls, young boys, they will gather in the park lah, the anything they can gather. Then they will do like lanterns in Shanghai. The lanterns, they will hang a lot of this. The lanterns then with the words. Then ask you to find like Chen Yi. If you can get it, then they got form for you. They also got gift. In China, Shanghai, in the place of the tourism, the Yuan there, they will hang up like 1,000 lanterns. Every lantern they got words. You will read the sentence and you form a Chen Yi. Chen Yi. 4 words or 7 words, all these things. Then they got competition. Then in, I think, Malaysia, Penang also got.
Perhaps the most famous activity on this day of celebration, Chap Gomeh, has to be the throwing of oranges into a body of water.
Throwing oranges is a part of the activities.
I see.
Like young ladies, oranges, when in Hokkien, they will say kam. That means you throw. That means ang is your, like, the male's partner. So that is the word of sounds of Hokkien.
I see.
Like in Taiwan, when this day comes, Chap Gomeh, they go and steal chang, you know, chang, the spring onion. So you steal people's, the onion, you also ke ho ang. Tuki tau chang ke ho ang. That means you go and steal the spring onion, but you have to talk in Hokkien. The Minanhua, then they were like Chang'an. Because Penang is an island, most got water around. So if a lot of people gathers in this like, the street there, they got near the sea, Penang Street, they got more fun. You throw, then they got sound reflect. So more people throw, then some perfume will become received, isn't it? One give, one receive. People who want the free oranges also can go there and take. So it's more fun. So people will say, "Oh, you throw more, I will receive more, isn't it?"
But also, the single ladies would write their numbers on the oranges and their contact details and throw it in hopes for a suitable guy to pick it up.
Yeah, that one also is a new traditional. So you can put your name, you can put your telephone, then people contact you. That is also chance by chance. Anything create in China, people put the, open up your umbrella. They will put the stickers, your name, which university, what age you bought, how old, where are you working, is looking for partner, also like that. In the garden.
An umbrella.
Every umbrella. They open the umbrella, they will put like few papers in the garden. The parents will go and look for their son, their daughter, or what. There, they got telephone, all this. Because nowadays, they will create, all these are free, isn't it? If you go and register to find boyfriends, girlfriend, you have to pay. This is a free...
I guess.
Free way to get, or you can get introduced. Like that, lor.
And this tradition also has created somewhat of a competitive spirit, right? Most of the guys would see who can collect more oranges. The most oranges wins.
Yeah, it's also fun because China people, all Chinese like fun, man. All this creates fun. That is also activities for the youngsters, like girls, boys. They're better than they go out to do all this fun better than in house on the iPad lah, on the computers plays games. It's better than the way like keep in the house just play the computer games.
Cap Gome, however, should not be mistaken for a religious activity, as it is a cultural tradition that varied from family to family. Knowing about family history and the different customs and practices around the Chinese culture is something that's not second nature to us, especially living in a bustling city. Distractions of technology and modern society affects youngsters who lose on the knowledge of their cultural roots.
Yeah, they lost a lot because of this new technologies, computer, all this.
So back then, it was much easier to keep to tradition because of the lack of this kind of distractions, right?
Traditional also must keep, but also not too busy. You can do it simple, but not too crowded also. Too crowded also no good because now safety is the most important.
With the various customs rooted in the Chinese tradition, how can we even start to practice them all?
Choose the important one to keep, not follow everything. Because if, let's say, you are very far away, then the transportation is not so convenient. The things you also cannot go and join. But you only choose the important, you go and join it.
All right, I thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. I wish you, Mrs. Tan, a very happy Chinese New Year.
Okay, to you also. Yeah, hope everybody also ping ping an an. That means for safety and good health, 幸福快乐.
That was Mrs. Tan speaking to us on the 15 days of the Chinese New Year celebrations. If you missed any part of this program, you can check out the podcast. Just search for I Love KL, or you can download our BFM app on Google Play and the App Store. You've been tuning in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. My name's Daryl Ong. Happy holidays and have a great Chinese New Year. This is BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.